Rebecca. This chapter is based on Abraham sent his servant Eliezer to choose a wife for his son Isaac. In answer to Eliezer's prayer, God led him to the one he had chosen to be Isaac's wife, Rebecca. The Canaanites were idolaters, and the Lord had commanded that his people should not intermarry with them, lest they should be led into idolatry. Abraham was old, and he expected soon to die. Isaac was yet unmarried. Abraham was afraid of the corrupting influence surrounding his son, and was anxious to have a wife selected for him who would not lead him from God. He committed this matter to his faithful, experienced servant who ruled over all that he had. Abraham required his servant to make a solemn oath to him before the Lord, that he would not take a wife for Isaac of the Canaanites, but that he would go to Abraham's kindred, who believed in the true God, and select a wife for the young man. He charged him not to take Isaac to the country from which he came, for they were nearly all affected with idolatry. If he could not find a wife for Isaac who would leave her kindred and come where he was, then he should be clear of the oath which he had made. This important matter was not left with Isaac, for him to select, a wife, for himself, independent of his father. Abraham tells his servant that God will send his angel before him to direct him in his choice. The servant to whom this mission was entrusted started on his long journey. As he entered the city where Abraham's kindred dwelt, he prayed earnestly to God to direct him in his choice of a wife for Isaac. He asked that certain evidence might be given him, that he should not err in the matter. He rested by a well which was a place of the greatest gathering. Here he particularly noticed the engaging manners and courteous conduct of Rebecca, and all the evidence he has asked of God he receives that Rebecca is the one whom God has been pleased to select to become Isaac's wife. She invites the servant to her father's house. He then relates to Rebecca's father, and her brother, the evidences he has received from the Lord, that Rebecca should become the wife of his master's son, Isaac. Abraham's servant then said to them, "And now if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand, or to the left." The father and son answered, "The thing proceedeth from the Lord, we cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebecca is before thee, take her, and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken." And it came to pass, that, when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. After the consent of the family had been obtained, Rebecca herself was consulted as to whether she would go to so great a distance from her father's house, to marry the son of Abraham. She believed, from what had taken place, that God had selected her to be Isaac's wife, and she said, "I will go." The servant, anticipating his master's joy at the success of his mission, was impatient to be gone, and with the morning they set out on the homeward journey. Abraham dwelt at Beersheba, and Isaac, who had been attending to the flocks in the adjoining country, had returned to his father's tent to await the arrival of the messenger from Haran. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes, and saw, and, behold, the camels were coming. And Rebecca lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, "What man is that that walketh in the field to meet us?" And the servant had said, "It is my master." Therefore she took a veil, and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. Isaac was highly honored by God in being made inheritor of the promises through which the world was to be blessed. Yet when he was 40 years of age, he submitted to his father's judgment in appointing his experienced, God-fearing servant to choose a wife for him. And the result of that marriage, as presented in the scriptures, is a tender and beautiful picture of domestic happiness. Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.